ends October 18th.
The 99% are out protesting across the land. Are you part of the movement, the Occupy movement? If you are, give us a call. I want to know what it's like to be in the small throngs and the big crowds, like the one in Manhattan right outside of Wall Street. So that's where we begin this week. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Coast to coast and all the nooks and crannies in between, as I like to say. Coming up this hour, we've got some great things for you, including a conversation about homeless veterans with Pete Daugherty, who's the principal advisor to the Veterans Affairs Secretary. In other words, to cut through the title, he's in charge, basically, of the homeless initiatives, what they're trying to do, get first responders and other people to reach out and help the vets who they know are struggling in more than 25 cities. It's really bad in Las Vegas, bad in Texas, bad in California, and a few other spots across the U.S. So that's coming up around the bend. We can never do enough, in my opinion, for the men and the women who have worn the uniform and to turn our backs on them when they need us, whether it's through mental illness, things that have happened to them when they've been in Iraq or Afghanistan. Just not right. And there is a big movement to reach out and try to embrace these vets before it gets to the breaking point that we sadly have seen with the uptick in suicides. Some people felt almost suicidal as they've been watching their retirement accounts sink day after day, week after week, in a 401k if you're lucky enough to have one. So stocks actually were up, closed up 330 points. We'll get into the financial aspect too as well, part of odds and ends. Also, the U.S. is talking about releasing Alawaki's memo, and right on the heels of Al-Qaeda saying that they want retribution and retaliation for his murder. That's what they're calling it. But right at the top, right out of the gate, we were talking about the Occupy movement. I wonder if any of the NBA players who find themselves without a job right now will jump into the middle of any of those crowds. The first 2 weeks of the NBA's regular season canceled. Basketball players, exactly, the millionaires, and then the billionaires who own the teams haven't reached a deal on a new labor agreement. Boo-hoo! With the way this country's going, it's very hard, I'm sorry, to feel sorry for anybody involved in those negotiations, because the average Joe, meaning me, and the rest of you listening to America Tonight, just cannot relate to it. We can't. We cannot relate to the amounts of money that they're talking about as they coexist in this bizarre tug of war over yet another collective bargaining agreement, which is what we saw with the NFL as well. Remember, we still have our straw poll going on, and which means that, you know, all these states are doing it, and the Values Voters Summit in Washington, D.C. just had their own straw poll. Ron Paul won that one in the America Tonight straw poll deal. He is pretty neck and neck with Herman Cain. Cain has become of movement. You want to talk about movements? He's the sensation for the last 3 weeks. I mean, he's pretty strong in these polls, while Rick Perry flew up above Romney, if you remember, in August, and then suddenly took a nosedive as more things started to come out. And really, I think he struggled in the debates, and that's when you saw his numbers slide. Herman Cain has found a niche, and I think he's found a niche because everywhere he goes, he makes sure to tell people he is not a politician. He has no political background whatsoever. He is a businessman, period. So in the Washington Post Bloomberg survey, this is the latest one that I dug up, of Republican-leaning voters, it showed that a former Massachusetts governor, Mitt Romney, was on top with Cain, both of them. How about that? I mean, right there. Kane kind of in the two spot, but really almost there with Mitt Romney. Romney got 25% of the support. Kane was right behind him. Perry had 13%. Ron Paul, 6%. Michelle Bachmann had 4%. And she says she's not getting out of the race, no matter what the polls say. She's in it to the end. She's in it to the end. How about that? So the new poll released a day before the Republican debate in New Hampshire, and it shows how they're right there on that same platform, meaning now Romney and Kane, two different kind of people because they have the business acumen, the background, the accolades, all that kind of stuff. But Romney was the former governor of Massachusetts. Kane wasn't. I think that the public is so tired of the Republican-Democrat, who's on first debate, what are they doing to us now, that there's a new column. This frustration that we're seeing that's bubbling over is everywhere. I sound almost like a broken record, I know. If you've never listened to America Tonight, I'm sure I've mentioned it during each and every show. You feel it, you see it, I get that vibe no matter where I go. Meaning not even on the airwaves, forget the airwaves. I'm talking about everyday life, going to the cleaners, picking up some groceries. This is what people are talking about. This is what they're talking about. And now people are talking about Herman Cain. Even some Democrats are saying, I don't know, Herman Cain. Let's hear what he has to say. I kind of like his idea in the long run and what he's talking about with taxes. And one thing I do really, really like about Herman Cain, he's been asked about this. He's been asked about being black. Will you get the black vote? Somebody asked him that the other day. Will you get the black vote? You know what he said? He said, I have black friends, white friends, all kinds of friends. We have moved beyond this. This is not about race. And that's what he said, and good for him. He said, it's not about race anymore. He just moved away from that question. Coming up at the end of the hour, because it is about the economy, after all, and there's some of you I know that are struggling trying to sell houses or barely hang on to your house, and you're weighing options of, geez, maybe I can sell this house and become a renter because I have enough into this house that if I could just sell it, I could survive, make the money, you know, back that way. Or there are other people, through different reasons, that have moved back in with families. You know, families moving in with families, so they can't sell their house, and they resort to renting it, which is actually not a bad option. So every once in a while, we have some of our realtor friends or people in the mortgage industry on to give us kind of the skinny on where we're at. Like if you have to sell a house quickly, guys, what do you do to make it sell? How do you make it sell? I've seen this in my own neighborhood where a house that looked exactly like the one across the street, boom, sold in 3 weeks. The other one, which actually had more in it, more amenities, whatever, didn't sell. You know the reason why? The one had a cleaned up space in the front, that curb appeal thing. The one across the street looked like Herman Munster's house with overgrown trees and bushes. Guess what they did? They cut the bushes and the trees, and then, boom, the house sold. That's coming up at the end of the hour. Next, we're talking about veterans. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. This girl,
why don't woman... On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. You know, we talk about the nooks and crannies, and you know how near and dear the issue of veterans coming home is to me in all aspects. Well, check this out. The Department of Veterans Affairs is launching an anti-homeless initiative. And could we emphasize how important this is to reach out to families, to heroes, and let them know what options they have to try to do whatever we can to get these veterans on their feet and working. So we're pleased to welcome to the show Pete Daugherty. He's the principal advisor to the Veterans Affairs Secretary, and he's working on the veteran homeless initiatives. Pete, thanks for coming on ATN.
Well, glad to be here. Thank you very much.
So you decide, well, you got to do something. We got to shine a spotlight on this. We got to do this campaign across the nation to really raise the level of what's happening, of how bad this homeless situation is. So let's start there. What is it that people don't know about veterans and homelessness? How bad is it really out there?
Well, it has been a very bad problem for a long time. Good news is that VA and our federal partners and community and state have all been working together to try to make the situation better than it's been in the past. What we are now doing is launching an initiative that will not only highlight the health care and benefits assistance that we can provide for these veterans, but for the last couple of years, we've been robustly working with the Department of Housing and Urban Development to create permanent housing for these veterans. But most significant, the newest thing that we're doing is prevention. And prevention is certainly the key. No one grows up looking to become homeless. And certainly no man or woman who's worn our nation's military uniform grows up with an aspiration that they will one day become homeless. And so we're now working on a homeless prevention effort that has never been undertaken before. And so we are going to be going out beginning this week and next to 28 cities across America, both large places and rural areas, and start an initial campaign that will spread across the country to make sure that veterans themselves know that we're here, willing, able, and ready to help them. And we're also trying to reach out to family, friends, fellow former service members, first responders, police, ambulance crews, those kinds of folks. many times the veteran is reluctant to come and seek some assistance. And what we're trying to do is to make sure that not only are we waiting, as we have in the past, for that veteran to come to us, but we're trying to be more proactive and reach out to the community so that they can make the call to help the veteran as well.
What seems to be the worst place? Because you rattled off a bunch of, you know, over 25 states. What's the worst place for this, where the problem is just pandemic almost?
Well, according to the best information that we have, about half of the homeless veterans in America live in four states: California, Texas, Florida, and New York. That doesn't mean there aren't homeless other places, but those are the places, although about 33% of all veterans live in those places, a little better than half of all homeless veterans reside in those four states. So Los Angeles and New York City and Miami and Houston and places like that are places that have lots of homeless veterans, and those are places that we're making significant effort to reduce the population.
So you've reached out to the first responders and whatnot. You're trying to get that information to them so they know, hey, let's funnel it this way. Let's channel all our efforts. Is that part of the effort to wrap your arms around this problem?
Exactly. What we're trying to do is trying to make sure that, I mean, many times, particularly with new veterans, people who have just completed military service, they're having some difficulty. They're having some problems. They're not literally homeless at this point yet. What we can do is we can do things to intervene with them, to first of all make sure that they have some good basic health care. Many times these veterans are suffering with post-traumatic stress disorder and other illnesses that need care and treatment and can move them along in their lives very quickly, but they may be reluctant to come in because they don't feel like they're combat wounded. And so what we're trying to do is not just put it on the veteran themselves, but many times those of us who are friends and family members of these veterans, we see changes, we see needs. And so the idea is not only for the veteran to do things to help themselves, but also for those who come across and our family to veterans to make the call as well.
And you have a national call center, is that right, for homeless veterans that kicked in last year? How's that working?
Well, it's working very well. We've had over 30,000 calls to the national call center. And what it's designed to do is to help answer questions that veterans may have about programs and services they can get, make referrals. And if they're in a crisis, this is a phone number that is able to be answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if the veteran's in crisis, we can do things to make sure that veteran gets timely access to the services that they need to end the crisis.
And, Pete, isn't the veil of mental illness and whatnot starting to be lifted now? Because, you know, this is a proud bunch, and you think so much of what we're talking about, these veterans, mostly male, not all male, but you have statistics that say 94% of the homeless vets who get the VA services ultimately are male, and most of them are single. Is now that veil starting to lift? So, let's get that help. No worries. There's nothing shameful about that. That had to be part of this initiative, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the fact of the matter is that mental health issues, and particularly post-traumatic stress issues and depression and other things, are very common in the lives of everyone. And what we're trying to do is just treat it the same way. And we as a society, I think, have come a long way toward moving toward recognition that this isn't a character flaw. These are chemical reactions in some cases in your mind. The stress that you're carrying is different than the stress that I'm carrying, even if we went through the same situation. But it'd be no different than the two of us jumping out of an airplane and you being perfectly okay at the end and me having an ankle injury, even though we did exactly the same thing at the same time. So the issue of mental health and physical health, because many of these veterans have lots of other physical health problems. They have, you know, diabetes, and they have respiratory problems, and they have joint diseases and other things as well. So what we're trying to do is say, look, your health problems, your health issues can be addressed and should be addressed for you. And so every veteran, particularly those who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, are welcome to come in, get a primary health care visit. If there's further health care needs that they have, we can deal with them on that issue. If they're having adjustment problems or readjustment problems, we should be here, and we try to be here to assist them in any way we can, because no one, and particularly no one who's worn our nation's military uniform, should be homeless in America.
I so agree. And of that homeless population that we're talking about, of course, it could be vets from many wars, but are the vast majority from Iraq and Afghanistan?
No, the majority are still the end of the Vietnam War and the immediate post-Vietnam War era. But certainly we are seeing more and more veterans who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan. But let me also give you a caveat with that. You know, 25, 30 years ago, we didn't do the things that we do today. We didn't reach out to veterans who had served in Vietnam and right after Vietnam and try to bring them in for health care and other services. And what we found is that we got most of them sometimes decades after their military service has been ended and they had lived sort of a horrible life. What we are trying to do now is trying to be very proactive, and that's what the prevention effort is all about. So when you're first having some difficulty with your employment, with your housing, with your health care, with readjusting, getting back to family, we are trying to be there to help you at that point so that you don't become that literally and long-term and chronic homeless veteran that we've seen in the past.
So the message is, if anyone's listening and you know someone in these situations, call the VA. There is help. They don't have to be stranded, right?
That is absolutely correct.
Great thing that you're doing, Pete. Certainly we wish you well, and we'll push this initiative. Pete Daugherty, Associate Director, Veterans Homeless Initiative. Thanks so much for joining us, of course, here on America Tonight.
Kate, if I could, let me just give you that national call center number.
Sure.
Call center number is 1-877-424-3838. Again, 1-877-424-3838. It's free. It's confidential. We have trained counselors to work with you, and it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
All right, call that number, Pete. Thanks so much.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WISEFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can.
Ever get the feeling we're a nation of flip-floppers and angry mobs all of a sudden? And it's not just, okay, we're the 99 percenters, the Occupy movement, which, by the way, they're going to do a run on the banks. I don't mean run, take the money and run. I mean protesting the banks. Now, that I'm for. If you want to me, you need to go after the source. Banks too big to fail. Nobody ever really got over that. That was in 2008, in the fall of 2008. There I say bravo. Bank of America, like the mafia, constantly throwing in fees. Hey, you want to protest Bank of America? I am right there with you. I get it. I like that. That is a targeted protest. But the Occupy movement is everywhere, whether it's in Boston on the campuses, because that's what happened during the day on Monday, or whether it's in Seattle and it's down by the market, or in the middle of Wall Street, or outside of the gates of the White House, which is another place where I think they need to target the politicians. But now we have mobs of people who want to protest outside of the Netflix headquarters. And why, do you say? Well, you know, they had the biggest PR blunder to date when they raised the prices, announced they were going to raise the prices like 60%, crazy amount of money. Oh, you're paying $9, now you must pay $16, and we can't pay for the streaming, so we're cutting them in half. And what the company did is they said they were going to have this spinoff called Quickster, and then they were still going to have Netflix, which would be the streaming site, and you could order the videos that would come to your house, or, you know, the way they did before in the little envelopes, only it would be called Quickster. then the company then announced that they're flip-flopping on it and they're killing the spinoff before it even gets started. There's a first. We're killing the spinoff before we even let it fly. Because, it's, you know what, it is. It's a public relations nightmare that started back in June when they said they would stop offering the free streaming video stuff to the people who paid for the DVD by mail service. You know what? I was one of those people. It was a song. You could afford it. But then I said, forget it. They're like Bank of America. They want more money. So the 60% was too ridiculous. I dumped it. Every day I get notes, please come back, please come back. Like many of you probably get those notes, right? So now they killed the Quickster service, and people, I think, have had enough. I think they're going to lose even more. They've lost at least a million customers, probably more than that. They're going to have an earnings report. That's when the stock market tanks usually, when somebody releases their earnings and they're not what they were supposed to be. And that's coming up on October 24th. And I don't mean to laugh, but I don't understand how a company that was so successful could have bungled it this badly. But then again, maybe they're taking lessons from the politicians. The approval ratings for Netflix are as low as the approval ratings are for our members of Congress. And, of course, the president is fighting an uphill battle. He describes himself now as the underdog. I think there is some method to that madness, however, because so many of us like the underdog. So you got to have to, if you're the incumbent and the economy's bad, you have to strike a chord with people. And this, I believe, is what the idea is to kind of get a leg up to be the underdog. So the ratings drop down to some of the lowest that Obama has seen, but we're still a long way away from the election. I also happen to see this other poll, because it seems everything is a poll now, that only half of the country has heard about the Occupy Wall Street protests. I don't know why, but I'm very surprised by that. You know, we started off the show with some of the sounds of what you would hear at one of the protests, saying we're the 99 percenters. And it's about money for jobs and housing and not banks and war, some of the signs that you possibly would have seen in New York or in other places. I guess I'm surprised people don't know more about it, since it's really, really coming into every city. Maybe the movement isn't taken as serious, and it's this loose thing about protesting, as I said, the angry mobs expressing yourself. Will this become a real movement, or is it just people gathering, frustrated, wanting jobs, furious with the economy, sick of it, whatever? Is it the more sinister side, as some people think, that it's trumped up, that somebody's really pushing it, because then, of course, the unions jumped in on this? But all of that aside, seriously, people haven't heard of the Occupy movement. And so then this worries me, because you wonder why we get such dolts sometimes in office, because people aren't even up on what's going on in your own backyard. You need to pay attention. Now, this audience is a great audience. You overflow the mailbox. You call a lot of the time. And you're upset with what's happening, just like the people who are carrying the signs. Tomas in Michigan talked about Grand Rapids. In fact, if you go to my Facebook, Disco Kate Delaney Facebook, you'll see he posted a video of what was happening right there in our listeners' backyard. The protests that were happening there. So big, small, or large, the Occupy moment is now. It's been for the past 3 weeks. And roughly, of the people who have heard of it, some have positive views, some have negative views, and some don't have an opinion whatsoever. There was this ORC International Caravan poll showing that 51% of Americans say they've heard of it, 49% saying they didn't hear about the demonstrations, which started in New York City and then spread to all these other cities. I mentioned that it was the last day that I was in New York City. I saw the people protesting, but it was a very small group of people at the time on a bullhorn here and there, but not a very big crowd. And they were pretty orderly and organized, and there was no problem. It was only in the second day. Now, since it's gotten so much bigger, there have been incidents with pepper spray and accusations are flying. You also have Kanye West and Spike Lee and the Reverend Sharpton who have gotten into the middle of it. They're stopping by and saying they support the people, that they might be the one percenters, but it's not right and people need to get back to work and all that kind of stuff. And I think this is a running theme that is going to stick around for more than just a month or two. Does it stretch all the way into next year, and how far does that go? You know, who knows? Because that's where it would really, really have some teeth, getting closer to elections. And speaking of getting closer to elections, I mentioned this from the get-go, too. Herman Cain just keeps on ticking and not taking very many lickings when it comes to the polls, when it comes to the popular opinions that are now being thrown around about Cain. Isn't it interesting? Because Herman Cain, just 3-4 weeks ago, was very low on the totem pole, if you will, when it came to recognition, voter recognition, possible voter recognition, that kind of thing. And suddenly now he's one of the most recognized people in the middle of trying to get the Republican nomination for president. And his theme is simple. You know, it's that old thing about keep it simple, stupid. And he's keeping it simple because people don't have time to process all the information. That's what he's trying to target. That's what he's trying to do. Even if people can think they can poke holes in some of the stuff that he's saying, he's trying to keep it, as I said, very, very simple. I also mentioned that despite what I just said about Herman Cain, in the Voters Value Summit straw poll over the weekend, Ron Paul came out on top again. He has very, very loyal followers, very loyal. And what it showed was he had 37% support. 37% support is what he ended up with in the straw poll. Behind him, Herman Cain had 23%. Rick Santorum had 16%. Texas Governor Rick Perry, 8%. Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota had 8%. I'm bringing this up to you again because the straw polls do show a few things. They do show a few trends, and that's why we started to do one on our show. This is the last week for you to chime in on that. Remember, you can send it to me at americatonight.net, and the numbers do keep coming in for both Cain and Paul. For this audience, it's almost just a two-man race in that direction. Right now, Herman Cain has 60, so he jumped up significantly in the last day to Ron Paul's 57. So you're paying attention and you want to have a say in this, so to speak. Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, has 23, while Mitt Romney checks in with 21, and Michelle Bachmann has 14 for the America Tonight straw poll. So we want to try to sway it. Well, not really sway. We want to see where you're swaying, which direction you're swaying. And so far, like I said, it seems like Cain and Paul. Well, you have until the end of the week, so don't forget to do that. AmericaTonight.net. Stuck with a house trying to figure out what to do. How can you sell it? It's like a noose around your neck in these tight economic times. Some suggestions coming up next.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You remember what it was like when you were out shopping for your first house? Do you remember what it was like when you sold that first house and hoped you made a profit and you were off to your second house? Or maybe you're in the process of just going through the beginning stages of it. It's interesting what's happened to real estate in this country. There's some good stories and there's some sad stories. And just like every other business, you have to think outside of the box. So we thought it'd be fun in this segment called For Your Business to invite Barbara Van Poole back on again. She's a realtor in DFW. And, of course, Dallas-Fort Worth, that area is a thriving area. It's like if you look at a map of the United States where many of you are living in Connecticut and Illinois and California and whatnot, there are pockets of areas that are doing pretty well, and there are others that are struggling a little bit, and the realtors are trying to lift up a lot of the places that they're selling. How do they get people interested in a home? I mean, there's people that need to sell homes, and they're great homes, but for whatever reason it is, they're struggling because of the economy or because of other things in trying to sell that. Barbara's an expert at that sort of thing. And Barbara, you really have to become an expert, don't you, at really brainstorming and thinking of new ideas. It's not the same old thing where, and not that that was bad, but where you took people through and that was it. Now you have to do a little bit more razzle dazzle sometimes, right?
Well, absolutely. And it's really, really important that when we're putting a home on the market, that we're making sure that it looks its very, very best. And one of the things, Kate, that we find is that we have somewhere between 30 and 90 seconds to make the buyer fall in love with that particular home. And if you stop and you think about the homes that you've bought in the past, you've probably found that, you know, you knew very, very quickly and probably within the first minute and a half to 2 minutes whether this was the right house for you. And a lot of times that's before you've even seen the whole home. So when we put a home on the market here in Dallas-Fort Worth, one of the things that we do, and I'm talking about my team specifically, mm-hmm. is we actually bring in an interior designer on every single one of our listings. And we go through the home, and we have lots of things that we do to make sure that that home shows as much like a model home as possible.
Yeah, whatever you can do to spruce up, you know, the nooks and crannies that I'm so famous for saying that we're on and all these nooks and crannies. Houses have nooks and crannies. And sometimes I think, and, you know, people forget those. And I guess that's what you look at when you go through and assess a house, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we start the staging out at the front curb. And what we do is we take our client out and we say, okay, let's look at your home. You know, we want to make sure that the lawn is manicured, that there are fresh flowers in the flower pots and in the flower bed in certain specific areas so that it will show its very, very best and that it's appealing all the way from the curb. Then you want to make sure that the paint has been freshened up and that it looks really good. And then you walk through the front door. And what you want to do is you want to make sure that the home is going to show its very, very best. So you're going to take all the clutter out. You're going to take all the personal photographs out because you want the buyer to bond with your home. And if they're seeing pictures of you and your family in the home, that's your home. It's not their home. They can't imagine that it would be theirs because there's too much personalization in terms of your family showing there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then also the
photographs. You
want the colors to be neutral but warm.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be sure that you've taken all the excess clutter out and anything that is on any of the tables or any of the countertops is only there for decorative purposes.
Yeah. Barbara's giving you great free advice. You're listening anywhere. Actually, you can use that. Just think about that when you go through and you can't figure out why something isn't selling. I hear this all the time from a lot of guys, actually. I know, well, I don't understand. I have a great house, and it's got great bones, and it has this and that. And I even did this to it, and I built the deck in the back. But it's those little things that you, I think, miss. One thing you're doing, and I really was anxious to talk to you about this because, as I said, the segment is called It's Your Business, and you came up with a great idea called the Amazing Home Race. You're doing it in the next couple of weeks, and people can actually win, you know, $10,000 in cash, I guess, through Wells Fargo. What's the Amazing Race? What's that about?
Oh, we are so excited about this, Kate. It is going to be next Saturday, October the 15th, and it's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So any of your listeners who are in the Dallas area or will be in the Dallas area on October the 15th, they should go online and register. And I'll give you the website in just a minute, but it's called the DFW Amazing Home Race. And it's kind of like a real live scavenger treasure hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And all they need is a cell phone and a car to be able to do the Amazing Home Race. And they'll have clues that are and locations that are texted to their cell phone. And then they go to these places and they answer challenges and text back in their answers. And then whoever has the largest number of points at the end of it wins $10,000. And the entry to this is free.
Mm-hmm.
To sign up, they just go to DFW for Dallas-Fort Worth, DFW Amazing Home Race. .com. Again, that's DFW AmazingHomeRace.com.
Well, now that you said that, Barbara, I think some of these listeners, you know, there's certainly listeners in Texas, but I think some of these listeners from WVLK in Lexington, Kentucky, all you Kentucky guys come up for the weekend. Who knows? Maybe you're going to get Barbara's $10,000 or some of you that are listening. in Connecticut.
Certainly might be a great way to play for a really wonderful vacation. So.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, seriously, it's easy to get to Dallas. So you get that cheap plane flight and come down here in a car. That would be funny if somebody won that. That's such a great idea, though, about the treasure hunt. Maybe somebody else will do this in some other place where they're also, of course, listening about what we're talking about with real estate. If you have somebody, because I know there's people in these situations, too, if you have somebody that really needs to sell because they're moving on, there's for whatever reason it is, but they just can't sell, do you advise that, you know, at what point you say, you know what, here's how we can salvage everything instead of going to this panic mode, we could do the rent thing. This is a good house, we could do the rent thing. Do you ever encourage that? I mean, what are the circumstances where you decide, yeah, maybe we need to do this?
Well, you know, with each of our clients, we do an analysis for them, and we may even redo the analysis at periodic times throughout a listing, because what we do is we analyze what their particular situation is and whether or not they can keep this house and move on and then go ahead and lease it out, or whether they really need their money out of it to be able to move on and buy their next home. And each person's situation is different and may even change during, you know, the couple of months that they might be on the market. But it's very important to do that analysis, because sometimes it does make more sense to go ahead and keep that property and do it as a rental property. And right now you're actually able to get kind of premium rates on rental properties, because a lot of areas where people are not necessarily able to get loans right now to buy a home, they can certainly rent the place.
Yeah. Do you feel like, what's your gut feeling? I mean, I know you have to be optimistic, and I can tell you're an optimistic person like I am, but do you feel like the housing market is going to take that turn? We're going to see that turn, because we're seeing really low interest rates, of course.
We are seeing some of the most incredible interest rates that we have seen in decades. So, I mean, it's an absolutely fabulous time to buy if somebody is able to buy. Also, too, you know, we're at a real low in terms of what most housing prices are going for. So if you are in a position to buy a home for your family or a rental property, a home for investment, it is a great time to do that. It's one of the best times we've seen in a very, very long time.
Yeah, are you finding
that?
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Are you finding that? Are you finding a lot of investors are coming in and getting those rental properties?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is a very good time to buy a rental property and to start building a real estate portfolio as well. And with interest rates as low as they are, and with housing prices as low as they are, you know, I really feel like if we don't take advantage of this right now, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now, we're going to be kicking ourselves that we didn't take advantage of this absolutely incredible real estate market.
Yeah. I mean, here's a good question for you. Do you remember what you got your first house, what the interest rate was on your first house?
Oh, my first house, the interest rate was 10.5%.
Ah, 10.5%. Wouldn't you have loved to have 4-something?
Well,
yeah.
my interest rate right now on my home is not 10.5%.
Yeah.
But even for people who have gotten loans in the last couple of years, sometimes it makes sense, and of course they'd want to do this analysis, but sometimes it makes sense to go ahead and refinance right now while these interest rates are so low.
Yeah, no kidding. Barbara Van Poole, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us on ATN.
Thank you, Kate.